News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Started out as a weekly morning run between two friends in Sydney, has become now an international movement offering young men their own version of a kind of a men's shed. The organisation, When No One Is Watching, is now taking roots in Ireland, and I'm joined by Tadhg Kennelly, co-founder and former All-Ireland winner for Kerry. Good morning to you, Tadhg. The name When No One's Watching, that sort of is when eyes are off men and they don't have to perform or be blokey or macho. This idea that they would have a safe space to talk. Tell me a little bit about it.
Hey, good morning, Ciara. Thanks for having us on such an important topic. You know, it's always great to be able to open up and discuss these things.
Yeah.
But yeah, when no one's watching, it's a name, David and I, the co-founder, David Eccles. I went back to my playing days, you know, when I was a young fella playing football, and, you know, I'd get to the front door of the house and I'd get to the football club and I'd put on my body armour and I'd try to be this person that I was supposed to be, and I was told I had to be this tough, hard man that couldn't show any weakness, and I'd do that, and I was very good at masking what was going on inside myself, you know. And then I'd get into the car and I'd get home and I'd just take off that body armor and I'd just go, oh God, thank God I can be myself now, you know. And
okay.
We're trying to encourage men around the world, just drop your body armor when you get to that front door. Don't put it on. Actually be yourself, you know. And it does take a lot of experience and a lot of life experience to get to that point in your life. But,
yeah,
you know, we're in a world today where a lot of people put this body armor on when they get to the front door, because we got to understand we've got ancestors of hundreds and hundreds of years of, you know, masculinity being a piece of being tough and hard, and you got to front
yeah.
up. And
it's really, interesting, Tadhg, because people often talk about masculinity and toxic masculinity and all this, and it's kind of a bad thing. But we never really talk about what masculinity is doing to young men, the pressure it's putting on you, as you say, to mask vulnerability, to mask emotion, to mask maybe any struggles that you might be having.
Yeah, look, and that word, you know, toxic masculinity, it doesn't sit well with me. You know, it's a thing that I feel sometimes that looks at our forefathers as being something that was really, really bad. They were trying their best. They knew no better back in the days. You know, they were dealing with wars and recessions and whatnot, you know. But now we have an understanding of the effects of holding onto your emotions and the positive effects of actually dropping your body armor and actually having conversations with people and leaning into the soft skills of things that are very challenging for men, or female counterparts do it very, very well. And for a man, and I've got three children myself, and you want to talk to my kids and any emotional stuff come up, most men will lean and go, I'll let the wife deal with that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we're not trained for that. Well, hang on a second. Let's lean into that and let's lean into those things and try and improve and learn, which is going to inevitably help
us
as males.
When no one's watching, it's not just a talking shop. There's actually, there's kind of activities and stuff. As you say, this idea came up on a run.
Yeah, look, it started with myself and David back in 2021 in the back of COVID. You know, really, as a footballer, you know, I said, you know, I always thought I'd a well-connected person, and I lost my job as an assistant coach and was played out quite publicly here in Australia. And David just kept reaching out and knocking down the door to say, are you right? And for 6 weeks, my ego was saying, no, I'm good, man, I'm fine. And I wasn't. But he was just a mate looking out for himself. And then we decided to go for a walk and do some exercise and had a coffee and have a chat. And I started coming out of the darkness that I was in a bit. And on the back of it, we said, you know what? If we're feeling like this, I'm sure there's other guys.
Yeah.
Let's do something about it. And I'm going to invite someone. David invites someone. And now, every Wednesday, you know, before the world starts on a Tuesday night, you know, men all over the world are making a choice to get up, to show up, move their body, you know, open their heart and face the day and the battles that they're challenging together, you know. And it's not just a meetup, it's a lifeline. It's a ritual part of your week now where men can actually, you know, celebrate things that are going on in life.
It's a little bit like a men's shed, as in that's another place, a sort of a safe space for men as well. But men's sheds are, I don't think deliberately, but largely the demographic that goes to them are older men, and they do kind of, you know, woodwork and various things like that. This is more probably younger men and kind of exercise and activity based, but the same ethos, is that fair to say?
Yep. Yeah, it's look, the exercise itself, I designed the exercise, and anyone can do it, and you can push yourself as hard or as easy as you want. And I'm very deliberate in that. We're not a boot camp, and we're not a bunch of guys sitting there depressed out of our brains either, you know. It's the balancing piece of what we're actually trying to do in the balance in life, you know. And, you know, suicide, unfortunately, it's the most common cause of death in Ireland from ages of 15 to 34. You know, in Ireland lost 504 males last year to suicide.
Yeah.
You know, so no, let's do something about it.
It's a massive positive talk. If somebody wants to get involved, how do they do that? Yep.
Yeah, jump on wno.org, and we're in 6 locations around the country now, in Killoo, Dunleary, Ballinrobe, Bundoran, Kill and Greystones, and we're only growing, you know. So, but jump on the website, wno.org, please.
Okay. Look, I think it's a really lovely way you've described it, and I think it's a very important movement, and I would love to see it grow and grow. And thank you very much for joining us to tell us all about it. That is Tadhg Kennelly, their co-founder of When No One Is Watching and former All-Ireland winner for Kerry.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.